Hey, we're back. It's the bye week. We decided on the bye week to come in. It's Friday night at 9:23 Pacific time, 12:23 a.m. Eastern time, where Justin's out. This is a Titans Wire podcast, by the way. I'm Kyle Madsen, the managing editor of the Titans Wire. You can find us at titanswire.com. With me, as always, is senior contributor Justin Mello. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Kyle A. Madsen. Justin is at JustinM_NFL. And it's the bye week. I was thinking about maybe scrapping the pod for a week, you know, taking the week off as the team took a week off. But we decided, you know what? We got to get in here because Justin got an interview with Titans wide receiver Taywan Taylor. And we had to get that up on air. And since we needed to do a little bit of an intro and an outro for that, we decided, hey, we should talk some Titans football as well. Going into the bye week, the Titans are 4-3, tied for the lead in the division, and all things considered, in a good spot. Their last game against the Browns with Justin, we didn't talk about, but their last game against the Browns wasn't great, but it put them in a position to control their own destiny moving forward, and that's, I think, where you want to be at right about the midway point. If they go in and win games down the stretch, they don't need help from anybody. They don't need, you know, this assortment of losses or ties. If they go out and they finish the season here 7-2, they're in. And that's a good spot to be in, I think. Now, I think this team isn't maybe where we thought they would be at this point. And they've been a little disappointing because I feel like coming into this year, we thought this offense was going to take another step. We thought the defense improved to the point where they would be better than they were last year. And they're a little better than they were last year. But I thought we were going to come in and see a dominant team that went into their bye week at maybe 5-2, maybe 6-1. And instead, they're 4-3, squeaking out a win against the Browns and needing a huge second half to beat the Colts, two of the worst teams in the league. So, Justin, where is this team at for you in terms of where they're at now and where you thought they would be at this point coming into the year?
Yeah, I think you make a lot of good points, Kyle, and I agree with a lot of what you said. I do think that the offense would look better than it has up to this point. You know, scoring 12 points against the Browns is obviously incredibly concerning. I think record-wise, when you look at them being 4-3, you know, I think they would probably be 5-2 if Mariota doesn't miss the Miami game.
Yeah.
But we might be talking about a completely different team if Marcus plays in that Miami game and, you know, they're 5-2 at this point instead of 4-3. I do think the offense would look better, as mentioned. I think going forward, you have to be happy with the fact that they are in first place in the division right now. I think realistically, if you would have told anyone at the beginning of the year that, hey, headed into the bye week, the Titans will be in first place in the division. Team, players, coaching staff, everybody, even fans, I think everybody would have taken that and said, okay, you know what, we like where we are. Now let's get ready to make a run at it for the second half here.
Yeah, and I think the best thing to look at is the flashes are there. We saw it in the second half against the Jags. They score 37 against the Jags, 33 against the Seahawks, 36 against the Colts. If they start scoring points in the first half, they don't have a passing touchdown in the first half this season. Marcus Mariota, rushing touchdowns, he has three of them all in the first half. And those are the Titans' only three first half scores of the year. Three first half touchdowns. So there is a lot of room for improvement from this team, and I think that's something, to kind of look at as a positive. Because the talent's there. If they were scoring 12 points a game, you'd kind of look at it and go, okay, back to the drawing board. But we've seen what this offense is capable of. And we've seen what the defense is capable of as well. But now they just kind of need to put it all together. And that's something that I think they'll be able to do once they get healthy. Because you mentioned that Dolphins game where Mariota was out. Corey Davis looked terrific in his full game of action against the Raiders before he got hurt. I think he's going to add an explosive element to this offense. So I think we can't really know where this team is at in terms of where our expectations were because we haven't seen the team fully healthy.
Well, you guys will hear this later coming from Taywan Taylor on the interview that we're going to play in a couple of minutes, but he told me that the bye is coming at an excellent time And it's hard to argue with that. We've seen Mariota hampered with a hamstring injury. DeMarco Murray's been playing hurt all season with a hamstring injury. And Delanie Walker was very clearly injured throughout that entire Cleveland game, also with a hamstring injury. And obviously, Corey Davis and also Jonathan Cyprien on the defense have missed the last multiple games with hamstring injuries. So I think it's great that the bye week has come where it is, or where it has, and it's the right time for it. They can get healthy. Big home game coming up against the Ravens. I'll be in Nashville for it, checking out the game.
Hey, now.
And it's worth mentioning Flacco may be in danger of missing that game as well, so that could be a big factor.
Yeah, they're still trying to locate his head right now after Kiko Alonso removed it on Thursday Night Football.
That was dirty.
That was really bad. That was really, really bad. But you mentioned it. The Titans get the Ravens and then the Bengals, both home games coming out of the bye, so they get their bye week and then don't even have to travel for 2 weeks. I mean, that's huge. They could win both of those games. All of a sudden, they're sitting at 6-3 going into their Thursday night game. They have to travel to Pittsburgh. So even if you want to chalk that one up as a loss, you're looking at 6-4. Then you get the Colts, Texans, Cardinals, 49ers, Rams, and Jags to end the year. And they are in such a good spot. And especially if they're all healthy, if you get Corey Davis back, if you get Marcus Mariota back and healthy, DeMarco Murray's been banged up. You could tell he wasn't totally right in that Cleveland game. And like you said about Delanie Walker, I really think that there's another level this offense is going to get to. And I know a lot of people are pointing at Terry Robiskie, and a lot of people are pointing at Mike Mularkey. I hope they're not pointing at Mike McCarthy. But if we're pointing at Mike Mularkey, and I really think it's come down to health. They haven't been fully healthy. It's a lot of new guys, and they haven't really been able to get all their new toys on the field to figure out exactly what they can do within this offense. And I think there's a level they're going to go after this, the bye week, that I think is going to make a lot of people very excited.
One thing I'd like to see them do, Kyle, is if they want to be better than they were last year, and I'm talking strictly record-wise, you know, get over that 8-8, 9-7 hump, you have to be a team who can string multiple wins in a row.
Yeah.
This is earlier in the year when they beat Jacksonville and they beat Seattle. Then they came back and they lost two in a row against Houston and Miami. So now you're back again where you've won two in a row against the Colts and the Browns. So it'd be really nice to make that three in a row with the Baltimore game this weekend. And I really think that would sort of change the opinion of those who aren't taking the team seriously yet.
Yeah, and like I said, if it was a thing where they were really bad all year, it'd be one thing. But there's just been those flashes where they've looked so good, and you just know that that's there. Like, that can be there the whole time. Because they're not going to go all year without a passing touchdown in the first half. And if they do, okay, now we're looking at a problem. But I think there's just some adjustment they had to make that they weren't ready to make in season. And I think the bye week is going to help them a lot, kind of reevaluate what they have and find new ways to move the football. So Justin, we talked about this a little bit off air, but I want to get into it on air here. How do you think they can get this offense going? They're one of the worst teams on third down. They're not punching the ball in the red zone. They're relying a ton on Ryan Succop. How would you, if Mike Mularkey called and said, hey, Justin, what do you think we should do to get this offense moving on a more consistent basis? What would you tell him?
Two things I'd like to see, and the first of which is not within or hasn't been within Mularkey's control whatsoever, is a healthy Corey Davis.
Yeah.
I think they could really benefit from his talent out there. Talking about a guy who can really win the one-on-one matchups, they don't really have someone like that, the physical specimen that Davis gives you in the height-speed department. And I would like to see them make an effort to keep the defense honest by trying more vertical shots downfield. We saw Taywan Taylor have a game-winning touchdown against the Colts. It was a 50-plus yard reception. I'd like to see them take more shots with Taylor downfield. That's one thing I don't think they're doing enough of. So, A, Corey Davis, and B, the vertical shots downfield to guys like Taylor who can win those one-on-one matchups.
Yeah, I understand the want to lean on that very good running game with DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry, but they have so many weapons in their passing game that I feel like I feel like guys like Taywan Taylor have just been very underutilized. And I was writing about some trade deadline stuff because the trade deadline is Tuesday night, October 31st. And I was writing about some trade deadline stuff, and I realized a lot of the Titans' offensive problems are going to be fixed with Corey Davis. Like, they're lacking that explosive, big play, big target receiver, and he is that. And I think a lot of what they wanted to do this year on offense was predicated around having that receiver. And it just, it's the offense, he hasn't been around.
And you mentioned the run game struggles, and I think a big part of that has to do with teams aren't really fearing the pass right now.
Nope.
They're really not, and the Titans haven't given them any reason to be frank. So yeah. Getting Corey Davis back should change that, as long as they utilize him, which I'm sure they will. I think he was targeted like 7 times in his debut with the Raiders, and that was a banged-up Corey Davis. So
right.
They got to get him involved immediately, and it'll be an excellent test, assuming he returns against the Ravens. There'll be an excellent test against a Baltimore defense that's been incredibly stingy. I mean, if you saw that performance last night against Miami, granted it was against Matt Moore, but still, that was a heck of a defensive performance.
Yeah. Yeah, their offense is terrible, but that defense somehow is always good. So the Titans should be able to pull out a victory there with the Ravens coming to town. For sure, but we mentioned Taywan Taylor, and I want to get to that. So without further ado, here's Justin with Titans wide receiver Taywan Taylor.
This is Justin Mello on the Titans Wire podcast with Titans wide receiver Taywan Taylor. Thanks for joining us today, Taywan.
Thanks for having me, boss. I appreciate it.
Now, I want to start off by taking you back a little bit. You played basketball in high school, and you were pretty good at it. So we're curious, do you still find the time to play?
I haven't played in a while. Now that you said that, kind of miss the old Hoopin days. But I definitely did love basketball. It was one of my favorite sports growing up and stuff. So, you know, I kind of reminisce about it here and now. So definitely one of my... one of my favorite sports, and I definitely miss playing it.
Do you have a favorite NBA team?
I'm a King fan, LeBron fan, so definitely rock with the Cavs, but I used to watch the basketball. My favorite player was actually Tracy McGrady, before LeBron got the lead, so.
I'm out here in Toronto, so you know Tracy McGrady started his career out here. One of the best scorers in the league at his peak, wasn't he?
Hey, exactly. As I said, like, if you just said, I'm glad you said that, because if you watch anybody that watch basketball, they know that for sure.
Yeah, it broke my heart when he left Toronto, man. I mean, he had to do that to grow. He couldn't grow next to Vince Carter here, but it broke my heart. I knew he was going to be a star.
Man, yeah. I said, I seen it from day one, like, the way he played the game and, like, just the passion. And, like, that's, like, one of his biggest highlights is when he scored that. When he scored that however many points it was, like, 3 minutes.
Wasn't it, like, I think it was...
Not 3 minutes. It was shorter than that.
It was shorter than that.
Yeah, it was, like, dang, I can't remember, just.
I think it was, like, 13 points in 30 seconds, man.
Yeah, 30 seconds, yeah. It was, though, and I said, like, it's iconic, like, it's just so legendary, like, it's, like, he is great for that, like, it's one of, he's one of the greatest, like, that's just something that you, that just a player like him, but especially a player that comes around every once in a millennium.
Yeah, no doubt. He was special. Now, I'm curious. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. You're such a big ball fan. If you had to choose a starting five from your Titans teammates, who would make the cut?
You saying basketball?
Yeah.
Man, that's cool. Because I don't really know who plays ball, but I know we got some athletes for sure, but let me see. That would have to go with be at the one, obviously. I mean, I can play two. I'm interchangeable. But I'll say Marcus at the Dory Jackson up to for the Dory. Let's see, Dory, he played 2K a lot, so he should have some hooper skills about himself. He should have some game. He played 2K all the time, so my four, I'm going to have to go with a big body. My four, I'll probably say, I probably have to say, man, if he can hoop, I have to say Brian Arakpo. That's a dominant four. He's a force on the low block, and I definitely need him. He's definitely an asset to my team. And then five, I got to go with Taylor Bowen. But I don't know if he can play basketball, but he looks like he can, so I have to go Taylor Bowen.
Taylor looks like he's got the mean streak you need in your center.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly.
Maybe you put Marcus at the three, eh? Marcus can't. I thought he was gonna handle the ball at the one.
Hey, that's my spot. I gotta have the ball in my hand. I gotta be the solo outfit.
There you go. It's your team, so you get to make yourself the vocal point. I like that. Now, the Titans are on the bye this week. What's the value of having the bye here in Week 8?
Well, it's a lot of value. I think play a long season, a big one, but a lot of they're going to put in a lot of work since this game. And I think that is very valuable that we have in the offseason. I mean, that we're having a bye at this point in the season because I think it's like critical for our bodies to get back, you know, of course, to recover and things like that. So I think it's good that the bye actually came at this point in the year because I think it's probably not a week better than this week than it could come.
Do you have anything planned?
Well, no, I'm just hanging out. I'm staying as you know, and I actually have my baby girl. She's going to be due. She's due October 31st, so expecting her this week because it'll be the perfect recording on the bye week, so it'll be a blessing if she does and it all worked out. That's kind of what I'm doing, just relaxing, staying up on my feet for the most part.
Happy birthday to her.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Now, your Hilltoppers have won four in a row. Have you been able to keep up with them this season?
Yeah, I have. I was hoping to try to get to a game or make it to that game this weekend, but I probably won't. But they actually play this weekend at home. They play Lane Kiffin, FAU. He's OC at Alabama, so you know he got the job at FAU. So they actually play him this weekend, Justin. So I'm going to try to see what they do that week. This is going to be a big game. But yeah, they've been on a roll up. I'm glad they picked it up, you know, getting back to their old self. I know how they play.
Well, I got good news for you if you're trying to get to a game. I'm sure you realize they're at Vanderbilt on November 4th. And you guys are home that weekend to the Ravens.
Yeah, exactly. They are at Vandy, huh?
Yeah, on November 4th. So you plan on attending?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a good game, too. That'll be a good test.
Yeah, that should be a heck of a game. I'm looking forward to that. But if Mike White sees you there, he might ask you to see if you can put a uniform on.
Yeah, I'm sure you know I'm going to represent my pops. I got you.
No doubt. Speaking of, you know, the transition, Hilltoppers from college to the pros, has it been easier or harder than you expected?
I'll say it's definitely been a lot more challenging as far as just the life aspect of it. Just held myself more accountable and everything as far as football, main things, my number one priority, my job, and just approaching everything with a business mindset. Because now, you know, like I said, you're getting paid for it now, so. Everything's been good, though, as far as just me trying to learn and adjust. I think I've been trying to push myself to do that every day and learn something new every day. So I just go in
transition, and I like that you kind of mentioned the business aspect of it. That's a change that a lot of people, you know, don't even think about. What kind of effect have the veteran guys like Harry Douglas, Eric Decker, and Rashard Matthews had on you? And feel free to touch on it off the field as well.
Yeah, they had a lot. They've had a lot of, they gave me a lot of insight so far leading up to this point. I've tried to pick those guys' brains, you know what I'm saying, all the way along ever since I got here, because, you know, they've been in the game, so they're seasoned vets, so like I said, they know the ins and outs of it, they know the process, and that's what they told me, like, it's just all about staying committed to the grind and just working hard, taking care of your bodies. That's why I feel like guys like Harry and Rashard and Eric, they just, you know, they take care of their bodies. It's not a secret. It's why they've been playing this long. They can eat. They took care of their bodies, though, so I said it's been good to have these guys around.
I'm curious as to where you feel that you can improve. It seems like the Titans have figured out a nice role for you, but what can you do for that role to expand?
I just want to just keep working harder. And like I said, keep learning everything. Learning as much as I can. You can never get enough learning, you know. So that's what I said earlier. I just want to challenge myself to go in every day and just commit. Like I said, inside and outside of the facility, not just while I'm there, just when I go home as well, take some time out of my day just to learn something new, because it's very important, especially for the game, the details of the game, just the little things that, like I said, I talk about with the vets, but the little things in the game that I won't know, and if I figure it out, it'll help me a lot and transition over to the field, so I just want to keep learning, so that way I can, you know what I'm saying, be able to help the team.
You scored your first career touchdown on Monday Night Football against the Colts. Speaking of helping out this team, it was a big score, the game winner, in fact. But Logan Ryan said that your touchdown celebration with Rashard Matthews was corny. Did you have a rebuttal for Logan?
Yeah, I think he's just hating. He's just hating on us. He's just hating on us like he always do. That's my guy, though. That's my guy. He, you know, we was having fun with it. It kind of threw the people off. And the linemen, they wanted to take some credit for our celebration. They liked it. They said that they made it up first. But it was really a basketball trip. Like you talked about with the basketball earlier, me and Rashard. He hoopers. Rashard be on my squad, too. That'd be my sixth man. That's my guy. I can't leave him out. So he can't put him on my team. But, you know, the little basketball drill, that's the start of practice, the first drill we did every day back when we was younger. And me and Rashard, we just kind of had a, like I said, reminisce session of it. It was fun. I was just thinking party in the end zone the whole time. And it just triggered. As I said, it was definitely a moment I'll never forget.
Logan was just hating. It's all good. That's all I have for you today, Taywan. This has been Justin Mello on the Titans Wire podcast with Titans wide receiver Taywan Taylor. Thanks for joining me again today, Taywan, and enjoy the rest of your off week.
Appreciate it, Justin.
So that was Justin Mello with Taywan Taylor. And Justin, I love the basketball talk there. That was great. Basketball season starting. You got a guy in Taylor who played some high school basketball, thought about maybe playing in college. That's a good chat.
Yeah, I had a ton of fun with Taylor. He loves his basketball, and big Tracy McGrady fan, big LeBron James fan. Had a lot of fun there, especially when we asked him to come up with a starting five of his Titans teammates. That was a bit of a stumped him a little with that one.
Yeah, no, it was fun hearing him actually put some thought into it, though. That was a good time. We do apologize for the quality there on the audio. We had some technical problems. And we had to kind of make do with what we had. Taywan is an extremely busy guy, obviously, and we didn't want to try and have to get him to reschedule. So, Justin, props to you for figuring out how to get that done. That was great.
It is what it is. Got to roll with the punches. I've also gone through the trouble of transcribing it for those who would like to read along on the Titans Wire. It'll be available on the post of this podcast episode.
Yeah, so make sure to read through that. Follow along if you want. But Justin, shout out to you for, like I said, getting that done and then transcribing it as well. That's awesome. But you got anything else? We got the rest of the week off. You can check us out at TitansWire.com. We'll be writing some stuff. I did rookie grades. I'm going to be ranking the watchability of the NFL games this weekend. And our other contributor, Chrissy Freud, kicked off a new series we're going to start, a Titans draft watch list, just so you have something to watch on Saturday, some players to keep an eye on. And she started with LSU defensive end Arden Key. So make sure to check that out as well on TitansWire.com. So for Justin Mello, I'm Kyle Madsen. Again, find Justin on Twitter at JustinM_NFL. You can find me at Kyle A. Madsen, and you can follow the Titans Wire at the Titans Wire, and you can follow it on Facebook as well at the same address. For Justin Mello, I'm Kyle Madsen. Thanks, everybody, for listening.